Good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Is this Matthew?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Matthew. My name is Andy. I'm one of the specialists. I handle pricing for the area. How's your day going so far?
Great. Just got out of the pool.
Oh, great day. Absolutely. It was a nice day today. So, absolutely. Happy Tuesday to you. And I know it feels like a Monday for me on my end, busy and hectic, but we're almost halfway, right? Almost. Absolutely. And I know you're
speaking
with...
I work more on weekends.
Oh, you do? Nice.
I work more on weekends than I do during the week.
Got it. So you got some time off. That's great. Absolutely. And I know you're speaking with my mapping coordinator. She does a good job of explaining the basics. But, Matthew, did you have any questions that I could answer for you about the first page A to Z marketing campaign?
Well, I'm signed up with Triumph right now. And
okay.
I'm not 100% satisfied with them. So if you guys offer something better and so on and so forth, I will entertain it. But I'm still going to give them another month. You know what I mean? I'm not ready to sign anything today. I still want to give them another month for them to try to fix and see what we can do. If things do not work out, I would like a follow-up call, but I would like to see your pricing before we get into that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll send over my number and also our website with the original details and our programs and packages. Oh, absolutely. And for that company, I mean, have you been with them for a couple months now or just a couple days? Or?
They said they were... the Google account, then they had to send it out again, and then they made me a website, which was wrong, then they made me another website, which is wrong, and...
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like they don't know what they're doing. Right.
They just don't listen.
No worries. And I do have the name of the business under a different number cut, and is it Raise Concrete Solutions? Is that the actual business name for you guys?
That is my business, yes.
A great name. Very nice. And I see that website they try to build. It looks, yeah, I see what you're saying. And
it's not supposed to be new concrete. It's supposed to be existing concrete that I raise and fix.
Exactly. Wow. They got it completely wrong. And, yeah, no worries. I mean, we could definitely help you with the listing. A lot of the times with companies, if they take more than 90 days, you know, there's something really wrong with their campaign or what they're doing. A lot of people, what they'll do is just kind of build you a site or create a listing, but they don't do the maintenance on it. So it's really hard not to generate any kind of traffic. But absolutely, we could definitely help you with redoing the site. We'll use the same exact domain if that's what you want. We'll give it a kind of a facelift, give it a 2022 Google compliant site bundled in with the program. So absolutely,
even that site looks like something my kid can make up, man.
Yeah, it looks kind of basic. It doesn't look like, you know, really catchy. You can't really see your number. It just kind of has the phone symbol with the also like an envelope symbol to message you. So, yeah, there could be improvements. Absolutely. And that's kind of what we have. Yeah, go ahead.
The envelope, if we're talking about the same thing, where you leave your name, number, and return, you know, and what you want.
Right.
On there. I've done some test runs with it, and I've notified them that nothing gets sent to me once they fill it out and submit it. So how is that working for them?
Yeah, that's not good.
Probably pissing people off that I'm not returning, you know, their emails or phone calls because I'm not getting them.
Yeah, no, it needs to be fixed. And kind of what we have, more than 17 years of industry expertise. You have your own account management team locked in, making sure everything is up and running as far as algorithms and analytics. And then we're also going to recreate the site. All of our sites are beautiful. They're built for conversion, mobile optimized. And they also have a payment integration dashboard. So if you want to allow it, you want to activate it, right? They can actually pay you directly through your website. So instead of you just accepting check and cash, now you're accepting all forms of payments across the board. So it's huge when it comes down to, you know, people and them having to, you know, pay you directly. But again, that's only if you want like that activated. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is that like Bitcoin and credit cards, or?
Not Bitcoin yet, but credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and I believe Apple Pay are also included. So if you're, you know, communicating with them, you're like, hey, you know, I want to use my card. You could say, hey, absolutely, go into my site. You could go into my secure site because all of our sites are Google secure, and you could actually pay me directly through my webpage. So
now, what about Venmo?
Venmo.
What is it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's also included. So PayPal, Venmo, and then I believe it's Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover are accepted through our websites. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. It's one of the newer options, but I have to let you know, I mean, with our campaigns. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What would be the percent I get hit on if they use credit card or Venmo or PayPal?
Really good question. I believe we just basically connect your Venmo and PayPal account to your site. So whatever percentage that they already charge you, that's going to be the same. So we're just kind of linking it. I'm not sure how they work exactly, how PayPal and Venmo work. Do they charge you a percentage for certain transactions over a certain amount? I
don't know. That's why I was asking.
Oh, okay. I thought you had an account already, but no, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, usually with Venmo, if it's under a certain amount, I believe there's no charge for any kind of transactions. But no, there's no charge on our end for transactions made. If, of course, Venmo or PayPal, they have their own kind of rules or percentages, right? It'll just go to them because it's just basically linking your Venmo and PayPal account to your site. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
No, Triumph doesn't offer that.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people, I mean, they're basic channel partners, so they don't meet the requirements to run advertising or run any kind of other listings. We specialize in a full A to Z marketing campaign. So it covers Google Maps. You're also locking in Bing and directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages. But then you also get the biggest social media site with Facebook advertising bundled in. So absolutely. What that does is jumpstart your campaign and get you faster clicks. And with the Google Maps and Facebook social media combined, it's where about 97% of the buying decisions are made when someone does a search.
Now, with Facebook, I've had Facebook for 1 second in my life. That X find me. It took me longer to get off that thing.
Right.
I kid you not, it was within 5 minutes I had an X find me up. See, I ruined her life, and it took me 15 minutes to get off of it.
Oh, no. Backfired, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But now you guys set up the Facebook account with the business and do a web page on there, too. I don't even know how it works, so I'm asking.
Yeah, really
good.
Really
set up a page up there.
Exactly. We'll create a Facebook business page. We'll lock in your photos. You'll have access to it 24 hours, 7 days a week, and then we'll start running Facebook advertising. So, yeah, the way Facebook works is they're kind of following us in everything that we do and everything we search, right? If you're on a certain site and you're looking for a certain kind of, maybe, for example, like a certain kind of car, like a Chevy Silverado, or you're looking for a certain type of boot, Facebook tracks that. And as soon as you go back to your social media, it'll feed you advertising on that same exact word that you searched. So it's a high conversion ad, and that's exactly what we're going to do. You could target certain demographics, certain age groups, even genders or behaviors with that ad. So it's huge.
If I start doing all that, specific genders and all that, I won't have anybody call me.
Yeah, no, it just depends, right? I mean, some people want people that are kind of like past 23 years old that own properties and own pools, right? Or certain demographics where there's certain, you know, certain kind of driveways, right? Those are all really important. And so, yeah, we could definitely track or target a specific, you know, kind of person or a specific kind of area. But we could also do the whole area if that's what you want. So if you're saying, hey, I want the whole county for these keywords and search terms, you're going to be found as a top recommended company as soon as that word is searched. Mm-hmm. But a major benefit, I have to let you know, I mean, it is an active campaign. There's 45 agents calling out to fill the one listing. So, I mean, it just opened up within our company. So something like this, it is really exclusive. But once we lock it in, we close it out, and you're the only one we'll work with in that area just so we can maximize results. Absolutely.
How big of an area can I have?
Yeah, really good question. I mean, most people like to lock in about a 60, 70 mile radius, which is about under 70 minutes, about an hour from the location. But it's based on what you want to cover. So absolutely, if there's a certain certain county, a certain mile radius, we'll definitely be able to target that. But what we'd do is not only look into analytics, but we could see down to zip codes on how they're searching the words and which areas they're searching the most. So you're always getting the highest return on investment with the campaign.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where I live, where are you guys located?
Yeah, we're in California. Is there Southern California?
Mm-hmm. Where I live, it's a small section of the state. You know Mississippi?
Yes, sir, I do. And I'm looking at a map right now. You're right by the Bay of St. Louis?
Yes. It's only like 80 miles through the state.
Got it.
You know, down at the bottom from from one side of the coast to the other. And I don't want to work in Alabama, but I'd like to work all of the Mississippi area over into St. Tammany Parish. In Louisiana, they don't call them counties. They call them parishes.
Sure.
So I'd like St. Tammany Parish where that covers Covington also. But
not a problem. Absolutely. Definitely doable.
Everything you're saying so far is sounding good. Now, do you guys reach out and touch base, do follow-ups and everything else?
As far as with you and your customers or clients?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah,
with
we
me.
Wouldn't. It would just be you. Yeah, you would be – oh, with you, absolutely. Yeah, we would be in contact with you all the time. So, yeah, we would call you, make any adjustments. Google changes all the time. So if there's certain, certain kind of post promotion or certain kind of photo slideshow where, you know, you're able to show multiple photos at once and it's new, we're always going to be in contact with you just to make sure you want it activated and how you want it. But you could always make changes or adjustments to the ad. You could promote veteran discounts, free estimates, or adjust any photos with the listing as well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Absolutely. But as far as us communicating with your client, we wouldn't do that at all. They would call you directly.
No, that'd be too much confusion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Our job is to show them that you're one of the top recommended companies for your keywords and search terms in the areas you want to target. So, absolutely.
Hold on. One second, sir. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, bud. I see it, buddy. That's awesome. Let's talk about some prices.
Wow.
Yeah.
See that, buddy.
Absolutely. Let's get you a rate here. I sent over a quick message to you there on your mobile phone that you'll probably hear ping in about 10 seconds. And, that's the original pricing. You can see the details today. I'm going to apply a credit. We're going to save you more than 40% off the platinum price. And, of course, it's important to lock in Google. Also, lock in Bing is pretty big, but Facebook is huge. But there's also directories that Google indexes every day, like Yelp, Yahoo, the Better Business Bureau, Apple Maps is getting up there. So we're going to include every single other site that Google indexes, so you have a nice quality score and ranking across the internet. So, it is a package. But to see on our site, just to make sure, did that ping in by chance? Click the link to see the pricing link?
Your local splash?
That's us. Absolutely. And then you'll get another one ping in with my number and extension. But once you open it, let me know if it opens up. It's going to say our logo in the left-hand corner, and it's going to say in the middle in bright blue writing, take control of your online presence and generate more business.
Triumph is a lot cheaper than you guys.
Yeah, that's the original price. So, yeah, normally the platinum is $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. Today, we're going to waive the setup fee and bring your rate down from $599 to just $249 for that platinum package. That's the price.
And that's forever, one-time month.
Oh, no, that's forever. That's for life. As long as you're with us, that's going to be your rate for that platinum programming. Oh, yeah.
You okay, buddy? What happened? Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I've got my 4-year-old.
Oh, no worries.
My 4-year-old with me right now.
Yeah, let me know if you need. Yeah.
And you said that it's this one-time offer.
Yeah, it is active with the 45 agents. So once I do disconnect, I connect with the next qualified company. But absolutely, it's going to be life-changing. I mean, just with looking at the live analytics, and I like to do this before I grab the calls, just in the last 30 days, for a 60-65-mile radius around your zip code, I mean, there was 1,812 Google searches performed for your keywords. And
the keyword?
For you, it was concrete service, a residential and commercial. So, I mean, that could be anything from driveways. That could be from pools, steps, you know, sidewalks. And, of course, there's specific.
But, again, it's not, I don't care to pour concrete, which I can. It's not a problem. I like to raise it and level it. With this business, I go as simple as, you know, leveling and raising a sidewalk all the way to leveling and raising airports and highways.
Oh, nice. So you're doing industrial. So let me change the keyword. So raising and leveling concrete is what you specialize in. Got it.
Yes. You want awesome. Muscle, buddy?
And
also, I do void filling, foam filling mines and caverns and caves.
Oh, wow. Very nice. And I'll just use the raising and leveling, just so I could bring up a number in the analytics. But, yeah, just for that 65-mile radius, you're looking at 1,812 Google searches performed. And I also left concrete services in there, along with raising, leveling, concrete, residential, commercial, and industrial. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you're going to get 1,812 phone calls in 1 month, you know, with the first page Google listing. But, you know,
you did. I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just even with the smallest percentage in the world of 1% of 1,812 is 18. And if you have people, you know, 18 people calling you and they're fully engaged in your service and interested in what you do, I mean, they're basically ready to hire you whenever they call you directly. But, yeah, I'm sure you want to capitalize on that huge book of business right in your backyard searching on Google every day, right?
Yes. I want to say yes so bad, but I've invested in with this, and you know I'm a loyalty guy. That's why I'm trying to give them, you know, another month, which I know they're going to fail because they've already tried to correct it twice and they're not doing it, or they change it, but you see what's on there. It's not changed correctly.
It's not. Yeah, it looks like you're like pouring concrete for pools, and then it looks kind of off. But I mean,
it's way off. And then if you read the captions on it, it says, you know, professional, even says stained and stamping concrete stuff on there. I don't even do that.
Oh no. Yeah, and I mean, go ahead.
Is there any way you can call me back in a week with the same option? If you can call me back in a week with the same option versus.
Sure.
I talk with them tomorrow when I get home from my vacation. My son was supposed to be taking a nap right now. That's why I answered my phone.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, I could do that. Not a problem. Give you some time to kind of talk to them. Hopefully you kind of, you know, get it together. But yeah, no worries. Let me kind of make the adjustments. And then what I'm also going to send over is my number and extension. So if anything happens before, then you're always able to reach me directly. Absolutely.
Now, would that still be with that $200, $249 a month?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. I'll still
grab it. Okay, because if you call me back in a week and you say $500 or $1,000-something a month, I mean – this is the first time I've ever used the internet because I stay pretty busy. But the only thing is I want to expand and I want to quit work and I want to do more delegating.
Exactly. Kind of back office. And you know, that's what this is about. It's kind of lets you expand, lets you get that digital footprint. Because nowadays Google is like a digital business card. It's the first place people want to go to verify you on. So it's important that that's all squared away along with your site because that's really going to move people to click and call you directly. But absolutely, that's what we're here to kind of clean it up, make sure everything is consistent. One of the first things we're going to do is make sure everything is consistent with your name, address, and phone number, fix the website and make it live and active, and then also list you on the directory submissions. So you'll start getting recognized as a nice company to call because of the quality score across the internet. So absolutely. But yeah, let me make the adjustments. And if you need anything, yeah, feel free to circle back. And I'm also going to send over a YouTube video, Matthew, of our tracking and reporting dashboard. And I'm a real analytical person, so I like to track keywords, conversion, you know, how many reviews I'm generating from the listing. So this campaign, it comes with the tracking dashboard. So it's just a quick, about a 5-minute YouTube video, just kind of showing you the different ways to track and also make changes to your campaign from your smartphone. So, absolutely. It's one of my favorite tools.
Now, also, this, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a tech guy, bud. I can build anything, but when it comes to a computer, I am a retard.
No worries. Yeah, I mean, just with this, you don't need to be tech savvy. Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's just basically a login, and you have access to everything on graphs and pie charts. Again, yeah, if you don't want to make any changes yourself, you could always call us in. You could talk to one of your representatives, and they're always able to make changes whenever you'd like to as well over the phone. Mm-hmm. So whatever makes it easier
now,
for you, of course.
How often do you guys update it to where I am at the top? I don't want to be second, third, fourth down the line. I want to be the first one you go to because I know how I am when I look up things. If I don't find something within the first three people, I look somewhere else. I don't go down the page. I don't, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and it'll be every day.
I believe that's probably 90% of America, right?
Yeah, I'm the same way. Absolutely. The first person I see with nice reviews, a nice star rating and photos, I'm usually wanting to call them. So no worries. Yeah, that's very true. But yeah, with the listing, what we'll do is it's based on algorithms and keywords. So it's whenever that search word is performed or that search word is searched is when you're going to show up. So absolutely, it's a high-performing campaign. But with the Facebook ads, it's going to kind of open up a new book of business with people that go on their social media feeds because those Facebook ads have photos. You could promote videos. And people like seeing those, right? There's also a call to action so they can just call you directly from the Facebook ad. So with the Google map and that combined and then optimizing your name to show up in the areas you want, oh, yeah, it'll be a service where it's 24 hours where you have a technician team making adjustments and changes to make sure we maximize results.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that also the marketplace on Facebook or is that the marketplace?
Oh, really
I don't
good
know
question.
About Facebook.
What this is based off is just, it's going to show up on their Facebook feed. I believe right now the marketplace is just kind of a place where you can kind of buy, sell, and I believe trade, right? But, yeah, it's just, it's going to show up as a Facebook feed, as a Facebook ad on their Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the marketplace yet, but it is going to show up on people's Facebook feed whenever they search a keyword or search word related to what you do. So if they're even just going into Google, right, and nice thing about it, if you could even target certain websites like Home Depot or Lowe's, and if they're typing in a certain kind of equipment where it has to do with raising concrete or even a type of concrete that you specialize in, and as soon as they type it in and they're not clicking anything, just kind of glancing around, they go back into their Facebook, it'll feed them an ad with your name, Cut and Raise Concrete. So they could click and call you. So it's kind of how it works. It kind of tracks you and it follows everything that you do when it comes down to searching online.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. And also with this, if you look on that site that they made me, they put my, I told them that the email I gave them that was for them to contact me. I didn't want that on the site and they put my full name and, cause I mean, that's an old school email, Matthew Fennell, 1981. I don't want people to see that. And other people don't want to see that either.
Sure. Yeah, we can definitely hide the email. Also, if you're working out of a home office, we could definitely hide the name of the street and the number of the house and just have it show up as the city, state, and zip code. So, yeah, not a problem.
Now,
whatever.
Can you guys do a P.O. box or just have to be a physical address?
Yeah, it has to be a physical location because what Google does is they're going to send out a postcard in the mail. You probably already had it happen with the other company where they send over the verification.
Yep.
And Absolutely. So if you're already verified, we don't have to do this process. But what we'll do is make sure that it's how you like it and that it's Google compliant. And, since the P.O. box, that belongs to the post office as far as their, like, red balloon and location. We couldn't verify it twice. It'll just be your home office. But if it's a home office, like I said, we're going to hide the city, state, and a zip code if you like. And we could also hide the street name and the street, the house number, so people don't know exactly where you live. So, yeah. But, it has to be a physical location. Mm-hmm. Where you can receive mail.
Can you skip the city too?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we can skip the city. We can hide everything and just show your name, your phone number, your website, your Facebook link. And that is something we could definitely do. A lot of people prefer that.
Yeah, that's another thing, because as soon as, you know, someone says Diamond Head or you say Diamond Head, anyone around in the surrounding areas is like, oh, Diamond Head, you're one of those rich people. You know, and I'm not rich. I'm a hard worker, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I know how people are sometimes. Yeah, not a problem. We can definitely hide the whole city, the whole state. And I know you're kind of going into maybe a little bit of Louisiana, right? So I know that's kind of important that you're kind of servicing into that state, because I know you're right by them. So, yeah, absolutely. I do have it noted here for the technician. And, come next week here, Tuesday, I'll give you a call. It'll be the same price. I'm still going to lock in that rate. And it's not a promo price where it's going to raise in 3 months or in 2 months. It's always just $249 with the website bundled in for you.
Your buddy, lift your hand. You got cheese all over your hand. There you go, buddy.
And a blanket.
And a blanket. You got it over the blanket? Okay. Can you set it for Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put it for Monday. And, we'll circle back. And it's, say, about 9 o'clock, a good time to call you Monday morning? About 9, 10 in the morning? Is that a good time?
Let's just shoot for 9.
You got it.
I don't have my anything in front of me again. I'm on vacation.
Yeah, you're with your son. Yeah, no worries. And absolutely. Let me put you in at 9 o'clock. Again, I sent over my number, so if anything happens before then during this week, we're open Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sundays are our days off. But Monday morning, as soon as I clock in, 9 o'clock, I'll go ahead and circle back. And if you have any questions or anything like that, I'll be happy to address those for you as well. So absolutely.
Now, before we get off the phone, can you give me any advice when I talk to Triumph tomorrow? Because I have them set for when I get back in town to talk to them, because I'm very upset with, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not once, but it's twice. I paid for them to design this website, and it is nothing what we've talked about.
100%. Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
No, no worries. I was going to say, I was just letting them know, hey, guys, I really want to cancel. I want to discontinue the program. And another thing you could do, if they're kind of giving you a little trouble on canceling, you could always contact your bank and, you know, I did it a couple times because, one time I actually got, you could basically let them know, hey guys, I have this automatic transaction going on with this company. I want it completely gone, and they're going to take it off, so it's not an automatic transaction out of your account. So usually they're pretty nice about it. They'll just discontinue the program because they don't want to have to go through the bank, and it kind of makes them look bad. But just let them know, hey guys, I want to cancel. I've been with you guys for this long. I'm not seeing any results, and I want a different option, you know. But
I paid them 2 months ago, and it was 2 weeks ago when I finally saw this site.
Oh no!
And
yeah,
I've been paying
too long.
Yeah. And it's also coming off a credit card. And I'm going to ask them for a refund.
Exactly. Yeah, let them know.
Nothing was met. And then I hate to be a butthead, but I'll probably throw in, you know, if you guys don't want to refund it, I'm going to talk to the Better Business Bureau and throw them your way.
Exactly.
Not to be a jerk, but it didn't do anything you promised you were going to do for me. If I don't do anything I promised to a customer, I don't take their money. If I can't
perform a job, you don't pay me. That's the way it works, right?
Exactly. 100%.
In a perfect world.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I recommend. Usually they're pretty nice about it, and they'll just say, okay, you know, we apologize. And then what will happen is once we call you on Monday, we'll be locked in as your manager on your listing. So we'll have, you know, control. We'll be able to update it, make any changes with photos. Google also has a live post section on their map section. So if there's like a certain kind of post, like a summer special or a credit for veterans that you want to run, you could always rotate and run live posts, not just advertising with the Facebook page. So it's a really nice program. It's a combination of a lot of services, so you get the maximum results.
Now, how long is it going to take you guys to get a website up?
Yeah, really good question. Websites are live and active within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, because they told me 72 hours, and it took them over a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Ours will be up within 3 to 5 days. And then you also have the tracking dashboard that will give you the live update on when everything is active. So you could actually have access to the website. You could check how it looks. And before it goes live online, we send it to you in an email just so you could just kind of review it, make sure everything is how you like it. That way, you know, everything is customizable to how you want it online. Absolutely.
Now, also, I'm sorry, I've got a lot of questions.
Oh, you're good. You're fine.
It's only because I've been through this and life experiences. Do I interact or partner with any other companies besides you guys on this? And not as in advertising, but as in, like, if something's out of my realm or something's out of someone else's realm?
Great question. No, everything is done in-house. Yeah, it's never distributed out to a third party. We actually have departments.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we have departments for each and everything that we're doing for you. So, yeah, it's never, you know, you don't have to contact Yelp to make changes, even though it's included. And the Better Business Bureau is also bundled in with the program. So, yeah, any adjustments or changes would be done under one umbrella, our company.
That was a little different what I was trying to get at, as in to where if someone calls me up and it's out of my realm of what I do, say, like, they want to pour a commercial slab because the website I got now looks like all I do is pour concrete. Is there a brother company that I would connect to where I throw them work that's out of my realm, and then they would throw me work that's out of their realm, as in lifting concrete?
Oh, that's a good question. It's based off you, whatever you want. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, we wouldn't connect you with somebody that does the slabs or anything like that. And you would never get any kind of jobs related to things that you don't do, because, again, we're going to program you for the specific keywords and search terms, and that's what we base the campaign off of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you say, hey, I got a buddy that does it, and then, yeah, you could send it to him, and that's not a problem. And, yeah, we're not going to interfere with that.
Rather, you guys not connect me with anyone, because Mississippi is a good old boy state. Everybody has their hands in everybody's pockets.
Mm, I see.
It's crazy, but the South is crazy. I'm originally from Michigan. I had to adapt. Half the people go to court down here. It's already settled before they go to court.
Oh, wow. Very interesting.
It's crooked, but it's the way it is, my man.
Yeah, no doubt. I hear you. Absolutely. Yeah, we wouldn't do any of that. Absolutely. If you know somebody, you want to give them the job, that's totally up to you. We're not involved with you and the client and your lead that you're getting. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, we're ready for you. I mean, I have my technician team. They'll be ready on Monday. And then once we lock everything in, you'll get everything sent to you in writing, with your terms. We'll review everything that's in your program. And then they'll conduct a client interview. So they'll ask you about photos, keywords, and really smart. They're really analytical. And, of course, we don't expect you guys to be electronic geniuses or know about analytics, right? We're going to do all that back-end research for you. So it's nice and easy for you guys.
Now, one more quick question, and then I got to get back to my son.
Sure. Yes, sir.
they said some keywords I couldn't use because someone else was already using those keywords. How does that work with you guys?
Well, yeah, no, I've never heard of that. Yeah, you could always use any keywords, no matter how many people or other companies are using them. Yeah.
Because they said I could use void filling, even though what I do is, you know, when you fill caves and, you know,
yeah,
whatever underground. Well, that was already taken because spray foam insulation company that they already had was locked in on that. And it's like, but they don't even do that. They insulate houses. It's not void filling as in, you know, canals and channels and all that.
Right. Yeah. No, we're going to program you for all your keywords and search terms. And, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not sure. They might just work by like one keyword and that's all Google lets them program for. And sometimes there's companies like that that aren't premier channel partners. But yeah, our programming is going to be for all your keywords, search terms, anything down east, even down to cities and zip codes that you want, we'll be able to pinpoint and target for you.
Now, will I be able to widen my territory as I grow?
Of course. Absolutely. You could always expand. You could always add more into the advertising. And absolutely, if you're going a little bit farther, maybe you want to target a different city, any adjustments or changes are included with the programming whenever you need to.
Even if I start up another location with another group?
Yeah, if there's a different location and a whole different area, it's we might need to start a whole different campaign for that area, just depending on how far it is from your main location. Yeah, just so we could, you know, manage and also target the whole areas that you want. But that's just if it's like, you know, if it's a different state or, you know, like a whole, maybe three counties away, then that's when we would have to start a whole different campaign.
Well, I am going to want the three counties on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, which,
oh, yeah,
again, that's not far. That's within 80 miles. The whole
Absolutely.
Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
That sounds good, man. I'm probably going to sign off with them tomorrow. I don't know what they're going to do. And come Monday, what do I need to be prepared for? What do I need to have for you so we can get this started first thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We just need general information about your business. You don't need anything like you know, social or anything like that. It's just asking about keywords, areas you want to target, form of payment that you want to use to secure, and then we'll send over everything in writing with your invoice. And if you want, you could get your photos ready, your logo, and we'll go ahead and schedule. We won't do it right after we lock everything in it. We'll schedule it out to an available time on, you know, this best fits your schedule, and then we'll finish up that technician call. It's about a 15-20 minute phone call, but it's usually scheduled out later on that day or whenever it fits your schedule. Absolutely.
That sounds good, bud.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I know you're going to love it, no question. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us. But if I don't talk to you by then, also have a wonderful rest of the week and also weekend as well.
Now, will I be talking to you on Monday?
Yep, it'll be me directly. And I sent over my number. I'll send it to you right now with my extension 242. If you ever call in and you speak to one of the reps, just ask to get transferred over to Andy, and they'll just patch you right over to my office.
Mm-hmm. So at 9 o'clock my time, that would be 7 o'clock your time?
Yes, sir. 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
You're in the office at 7 a.m.?
That's right. Yeah, we start 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, 9 to 6 Central Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Bright and early, absolutely.
That's awesome. All right, bud. Andy, you've done a good job. Your whole team's done a good job, man. I appreciate the phone call, and I look forward to working with you on Monday.
You got it, sir. Welcome to the team, and have a great day. Thank you for your time as well. Appreciate it, Matthew.
Hey, Miles. Say bye, Mr. Andy.
Bye, Mr. Andy. Bye. Bye, Miles. Have a good one. Thank
we'll
you, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.